And it was quite exciting because slowly one was able to reveal all these, yeah, the original paint layers again. And I mean, I must say the colors in the painting is amazing. I mean, there's really strong blues, really strong reds, and they had not been affected in any way. Well, there were some areas which looked really quite worn.
Yes.
So when you look at all the blues, like this is must be the second horse of the Earl of Sackville, and you can
Yes.
see the blues in here.
Yes.
They are so magnificent, and then also the reds. They were all in amazing condition, whilst some of the landscape here, or this group of riders in the right bottom corner,
Yes.
is really faded and
Yes.
very thin.
Hardly visible.
So different areas were sort of in different condition, basically.
Right.
And it was also fascinating to sort of look at the blues more closely, because my feeling is we didn't take any paint samples because the paint was really healthy. There was very little paint loss in this painting, which is
Ah,
great.
good.
My feeling is that ultramarine pigment was used for the sky, and then I researched the blue down here, and Prussian blue came onto the market just before this painting was painted. So my feeling is that it spread really quickly around Europe because everybody loved it. All the artists of that era took it on straight away. So my feeling is that John Wooden also got hold of this pigment and used it in the army soldiers' jackets and the horse. And then this looks quite faded, the blue
Yes.
and green in this area. And we were suspecting that maybe there's some smalt in it, small pigment.
Okay. So that's the cheaper alternative to ultramarine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.